Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carlton Smith of the National Broadcasting Company speaking from the White House in Washington. A few moments ago, the President of the United States sent a special message to the Congress, and that message is now being read in the Senate. Later, it will be read to the representatives. Earlier today, the Chief Executive called us to the White House to transcribe his message as spoken by himself, and he concluded his remarks just a few minutes ago. This unprecedented procedure was adopted to conserve the president's time and also to give wide distribution to his remarks. The presidential message relates to the retention of selective service draftees, National Guardsmen, and reservists in armed service for the duration of the national emergency. And now by transcription from our NBC Washington studios, the voice of the nation's chief executive. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Because I feel that the message sent to the Congress today ought to be made available to as many of our citizens as possible, I am reading the message myself for the information of the people of America. To the Congress of the United States. Last year, the Congress of the United States, recognizing the gravity of the world situation, held that common prudence required that American defense, at that time relatively very weak, be strengthened in its two aspects. The first called for the production of munitions of all kinds. The second called for the training and service of personnel. The Selective Training and Service Act authorized the annual induction into military service of a maximum of 900,000 men for this training and service, of whom 600,000 are now in the Army. The Congress also authorized the induction into service of the National Guard, the reserve officers, and other reserve components of the Army of the United States. In the absence of further action by the Congress, all of those involved must be released from active service on the expiration of 12 months. This means that beginning this autumn, about two-thirds of the Army of the United States will begin a demobilization. The action taken last year was appropriate to the international situation at that time. It took into consideration the small size and the undeveloped state of our armed forces. The National Guard, which then formed the bulk of these forces, had to be seasoned, its technical training and general efficiency greatly improved, and the ranks of the National Guard and the regular Army had to be brought to full strength. And in addition, the Army required for its tremendous expansion the services of approximately 50,000 reserve officers.